Welcome to the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association's Patients Come First podcast series. Podcast episodes are available on VHHA.com and on popular podcast hosting apps, including Apple Podcasts, Amazon, Spotify, and many others. We're a member of the Public Health Podcast Network, the Virginia Audio Collective, and the Family Podcast Network. Episodes also air each Saturday at noon and Sunday at 10 a.m. on 100.5 FM, 92.7 FM, and 820 a.m. across Central Virginia, 1650 a.m. in Hampton Roads, 105.1 FM, and 1050 a.m. in Lynchburg, and Wednesdays at 1 p.m. on 93.9 FM in Richmond. Please send questions, comments, feedback, or guest suggestions to pcfpodcast@vhha.com. Again, that's pcfpodcast@vhha.com. I'm your host, Will Selden, and today we are speaking with Delonte Monroe, a sous chef at Mary Washington Healthcare. He joins us for a conversation about the role of culinary professionals in hospital settings, his interest in arts and information technology, and more. So with that, Delonte, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, man. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we appreciate you taking some time to chat with us today. We always like to start off each episode by just giving our guests the opportunity to share a little bit about themselves for our listeners. We mentioned that you're a sous chef at Mary Washington Healthcare in Fredericksburg. You're also something of an artist, which is something we'll touch on in a little bit. And I believe you have aspirations to work in the information technology field in the future. Beyond those few details, tell us just a little bit more about yourself and your personal story.
Okay. Well, I actually started cooking in McDonald's, and it was actually my first job. I decided to go further into the culinary world when I applied for a place called Splitsville. It's now called the Agency in Fredericksburg. Stemming from that, from about 5 years, I wanted to go the architectural route and go to college and get the degree, but actually got out of that because of like financial reasons. And once I did that, that kind of grew to me going to the FBI Academy. In the FBI building, the engineering research facility, the ERF building, and also the DEA building, just to go in the different cafeterias and experience different menus and recipes. And it kind of grew my mind to want more. So after I actually had many challenges there, I challenged myself even harder to just join a hospital where there was a great company called Morrison. And it's been pretty good ever since. Challenges met, challenges I still haven't succeeded yet, but we're getting there.
Yeah, that's right. It's all a journey for all of us. That's true.
Healthcare's constant complexities and distractions can make it difficult to focus on medicine. Covaris can help. Covaris offers medical liability insurance, value-based care risk protection, employer stop-loss insurance, and so much more. You can count on Covaris for protection and services that help you stay free to focus on improving clinical, operational, and financial outcomes. Find out all that Covaris can offer you at Covaris.com. That's Coverys.com. Insurance products issued by Medical Professional Mutual Insurance Company and its insurance subsidiaries.
Well, let's dive a little bit deeper into your work at Mary Washington Healthcare. You sort of filled us in on how you got there, and I know you mentioned you've had several different jobs in the culinary field in your career, and now as a sous chef, which is typically the top assistant or second in command behind the head chef in a professional kitchen. Working in a hospital kitchen, I would imagine, is a unique experience. So if you would, tell us about that work, which I guess involves preparing meals for hospital staff, visitors, patients. There's different dietary needs or restrictions, stuff like that. So just sort of fill us in on that role.
Yeah, so just knowing that it's two entities, it was kind of scary for me at first because I've always been like a restaurant style chef. So knowing like exactly what the allergies were and what it was contaminated with and stuff like that was really like a big challenge for me on the patient services side. On the retail side for the cafeteria, it was kind of like the restaurant style kind of like I wanted to turn it into restaurant style ish, kind of like you have like your Chipotle's, your Burger King's and like stuff like that. Like we have different concepts, but at the same time, since this is a hospital, I think a lot of people have the mindset of hospital food. Hospital cafeteria food doesn't sound all that great. So it's kind of welcoming to kind of change the minds of a lot of people here, including nurses.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, that's a cool challenge that you've sort of taken on to try to switch that perspective in some folks' mind. That's awesome. I was doing a little bit of research for this conversation. I was looking on your LinkedIn page. Hopefully that's okay. You don't think I'm being an internet creep or anything. Just doing a little research, and I saw you describe yourself in a really cool way that I really appreciated. It said, giving great customer service with a smile in the food industry. As someone who is useless in the kitchen, as myself, I can attest that it is a challenge. It's a skill, and it can be a really creative outlet as well. And so combining that with joy and passion, I would imagine, makes that all the more worthwhile. Obviously, sort of zooming back out to general life, living your life with a smile can obviously improve your personal outlook and benefit the people around you. In your view, like, why is that so important to you to take that approach to your everyday life and your professional life?
Well, if you combine the two, you got to realize that you are human and there are people around you who also are humans. You know, of course, you got your alien somewhere, but in reality, we're all human and we all have feelings, emotions. And I just feel like sometimes, you know, somebody can be really having a crappy day and you just throw on a smile and maybe give them a little bit of conversation. It doesn't have to take too long, 2 minutes, you know, and it can really change their whole perspective of the day. And I think it can really make a difference when you combine a smile with a meal, because that satisfies your feel good emotions, you know. And it's just really important to connect with people, because I think that people are changing the world every day, but it doesn't help when you have the people that are downers and stuff like that, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, when you take that perspective, especially into a hospital setting where obviously amazing, miraculous things happen every day, but also people are going through really difficult circumstances there, and sometimes they're scared or afraid or apprehensive. And so when you can meet that with that positive energy and a smile and some good food, that always helps as well.
Yes, yes, always.
Well, I want to switch gears a little bit. So for the benefit of our listeners, Delonte came to our attention through a social media post from Mary Washington Healthcare about an associate and volunteer art show called The Heartbeat of Healing, which was held in honor of Heart Month in February. Delonte, your painting, which incorporated sort of your artistic impression of the Mary Washington logo and some nature scenes, was selected as the winner out of, I think, hundreds of votes overall. So tell us about that piece a little bit, and then how you got into painting as that outlet.
Well, it was kind of funny. I got an email from the Mary Washington saying that there was a contest, and I actually thought that the contest was only for the like the nurses and the volunteers, stuff like that. But then I realized they were saying associates, so I kind of got excited, because I was like, well, you know, I don't think I will be, you know, nominated or picked for, you know, having my painting in there. And it kind of gave me goosebumps, just knowing that I'm actually doing something that can possibly change someone's perspective on health and life itself, you know. And that kind of was like my inspiration towards painting my piece. It was more to the fact that, you know, you have nature, you have the beauty of nature, and having two different things, having life and health is actually not even two different things. Life and health is the pinnacle of why we're here. Hmm. It's just really interesting to see both of those things in its rarest form and say, like, wow, we can put both of those things together and make it beautiful.
Yeah. Have you been painting for a long time? Is this something you've been interested in?
I actually have painted since I was about 17, back in high school. I've had several pieces, and from there, like, I've had, you know, nominations and stuff like that, but I haven't painted like that, like the piece I had previously, in a long time. Mm-hmm. And knowing that I've done it in about 2 days is kind of crazy, because once your imagination starts to stem from an important mission, I think that's where I grow my mind to, like, doing exactly what I want to do as far as the paint behind the brush goes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And once you have that idea, and you can see it in your head, you really want to chase it and get it done. And I understand that.
Yeah.
Well, let's shift gears a little bit. So we've talked about some of your creative exploits and the culinary world and the visual arts. We mentioned at the top of the show that you have aspirations to have a career in the information technology world as well. You've earned some IT certifications along the way as well. What is about IT, information technology, that you find appealing, and where do you see yourself in the industry in the future?
Well, I wanted to actually have an IT job before this job. This job actually came on me by, I don't know, a blessing in disguise. I think it's kind of crazy to say that I'm a sous chef here, because I actually wanted to be in the IT field, but I guess, you know, the credentials weren't there. But that didn't really let me down, because I've wanted to be in technology since I was about 8 years old. But I wouldn't think that I would be inside of that field until I had credentials. So it was kind of an alternative route to be a chef, of how my career turned around.
Gotcha. Well, that's awesome. Well, we hope you can achieve all the things you set out to and have those goals for. Before we close out, we have a tradition on the show to ask our guests a pair of sort of fun, classic, timeless questions to close things out. And to keep things interesting for our return listeners, I have a list of 10 mystery questions so that the same questions don't get drawn every week. So when you're ready, give me two numbers between 1 and 10, and then I'll read you those corresponding questions.
Okay. Well, my favorite number is 8, so I'm going to have to pick 8. And let's divide that by 2. I'll pick 4.
Okay, perfect. Let's go numerical order here. Oh, this is perfect. You referenced aliens potentially walking among us earlier. So which, if any, of the following things do you consider most plausible? Bigfoot, the Loch Ness Monster, or UFOs and aliens? And if none of those apply, but you believe in something else along those lines, you can share that too.
I'm going to have to go with UFOs on this one.
Yeah, I'm with you. You said it already. How could it not be real, you know?
Right.
I'm with you. Just the law of averages.
I'm actually one of the ones that like shows like X-Files and like stuff like that. I've watched X-Files maybe like twice in my life, and it's just, I don't know, it's something interesting about seeing like the supernatural or something that's extraordinary, you know.
Yeah, man, I'm with you. Okay, and then number 8, tell me one memory from your life that makes you smile whenever you think of it.
I'm going to have to go religion on this one. Like, my Lord Jesus Christ. I can't, if it wasn't for him, I would not be here. And I don't know if this offends anybody, but I just think that, you know, if you can't go through life without a smile, that would definitely be a game changer if you can switch that. I'm really passionate about that, and I think you just have to live for something. And I feel like if you can't live for something, you definitely probably could die for something. I'm going probably too deep, but yeah.
No. That's fantastic. We love those kind of answers on the Patients Come First podcast. That's great. Well, those are both fantastic answers, and with that, we have come to the close of another episode of the Virginia Hospital and Healthcare Association's Patients Come First podcast. If you liked what you heard, please make sure to leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and subscribe so you know when new episodes are released. We want to once again thank our guest, Delonte Monroe, for joining us today. So, Delonte, thanks so much for joining us, my friend. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, thank you, man. It's been a pleasure for me, too.